Hello, my name is Lakia. I'm 38 years old. Today is February 5th, and I am interviewing myself. I'm from Queens, New York. So my first question to myself is, tell me, why did you join the United States Army? Well, I joined the Army because I had to escape from the real world for a second. I had to get myself together. I had to structure my life. I had to understand and face my reality that I was a mom and that the things that I was doing in life wasn't shaping up to the motherly figure, wasn't shaping up to my goals. And sometimes we're put in positions to where you feel like you're forced, or you trying to fit in. And at the end of the day, you're fitting in wasn't adapting to who you actually are. So taking that step to separate myself from the corruption and things that I felt wasn't right was a big step to trying to find myself, to try to understand myself, and trying to be real with myself, to so that way I can shape myself up to be a better person. My next question to myself is, what did you feel that was the barrier of you trying to conquer your goals in life? I felt like what was the barrier is that I had so much anger and so much hidden darkness inside of me, and trying to learn how to release things that I was dealing with or things that been done to me was one of the hardest parts that I think I had to grow up in life to learn to develop self-love for myself. At the end of the day, as I got older in life, I had to look back and realize, like, things that happened in my younger days, it does reflect and it does impact you as you grow in life. And that sometimes you got to understand and you got to come to a truce with yourself to say, you know, I can't hold on to these things. And if I hold on to them, it's going to stop me to where I need to be. And I have to learn how to release my darkness and share my story to let people know in this world that they are not alone suffering from traumatic issues that they faced when they was younger, and that it shouldn't, and you shouldn't allow it to impact your life as you go on. What am I proud of, and why does it make me feel proud? What I'm proud of is that after my deployment, and I came home from Kuwait in 2006. I'm proud of me taking a step to looking at myself, of knowing what I wanted to do and facing my fear of acceptance, of thinking what I wanted to create with my organization will succeed. Realizing that at the end of the day, everybody's not going to accept you for who you are, but they will respect the work that you have to bring. That is not all about competition. It's not all about making dollar signs. It's just all about you believing in yourself and the things that you want to see, that you just go out and make it happen. I'm proud because I put that fear to the side and not think about the judgment or think about people thinking that, oh, we know who you are and how you used to be. And now you want to be positive And that's a stepping stone in my life that I could be so proud of, because I didn't allow me to stop believing that I'm able to accomplish what my vision is. And nobody will probably never understand your vision as you grow in life, because it's your baby, it's your dream, and no one will really dissect that this is the goal that you want. But you will have people that will be along with the same vision and help structure you up to make you accomplish the goals that you set yourself for. How would I like to be remembered? Well, I think I just would like to be remembered as someone that always was just selfless with myself, that I always loved to help and have fun, and that no matter what we went through in life, that we was able to still achieve what we wanted. There are times when I could say either I've been bed broke, or times where I'm just suffering through a slight depression of trying to figure out myself, but yet I still knew I had a job that had to be done. And I think that's one of the hardest parts in life, when knowing that you out in this world and you helping people, and you out in this world doing good deeds, but yet you're still suffering internally with how I'm able to help so many people, but I'm not able to help myself. How I'm able to apply my heart and soul to the need, but I can't apply it to myself. And it's a lot, you know. What I try to tell people in life is that your vision is like a pregnancy. And what I mean by that, because like when a woman is faced with a pregnancy, these are things that you're feeling in your body with yourself. These are things that you're watching yourself grow. You're feeling the development. You're going through the changes. And that's also apply with when you want to do things like a organization, or you want to do a business or whatever. At the end of the day, you're feeling your vision. You're feeling yourself grow. You're going through the ups and the downs where nobody really feels the pain that you're going through. All they do is see the outside layer of you growing and happy for you, and they want to be there for you. And technically, are they really there for you? And that goes like to a pregnancy where you're growing and people think that you'd be there, but then technically, are they really? You have days when you're by yourself and you probably getting so big you can't tie your shoe, and you get upset and you try and you cry. And it's like with your vision and your goal to what you want to do, you get upset, you get angry because it's not going the way you want it to go. But you're the only one that's facing all of this problems. And then at the end of the day, people just see you growing, and but they don't realize internally of what pain you're really going through to get this done. And then just as when they become, everybody's excited, everybody wants to support, everybody wants to pretend they was there from the beginning when they wasn't. Now everybody want to be supportive. And it's just like with your vision, it's the same thing. When they see it takes off, now everybody want to be supportive, everybody want to be there, everybody wants to, you know, support. So the goal of that is that at the end of the day is, being the goal, the moral of the story is that at the end of the day, no matter the pain and no matter everything that you feel or whatever, all of that is a process of making you stronger. And then the experience that you felt of everything that you built up to, it's only to make you strong enough to know that you're capable of getting it done no matter what it takes. And it's a lot. It's a lot. One question is this: what makes you stand out from the rest? I can say what makes me stand out from the rest is that I'm determined. I know that I struggle with a lot of internal issues, but I don't allow it to stop me from the process of where I need to be. and you just I'm driven, and it's hard to be driven, and it's hard to believe in yourself, especially when you've got a lot of distractions in your life. But you can't allow the distractions to overcome the things that you really, want to do. And my thing is, it's like I'm learning that as I start talking on different platforms, as I start opening up about certain things in life, is that people gravitate to it because sometimes as adults we feel a little ashamed to seek the mental health that we need. And we use platforms like this as our healing and as our outlet. And it's our comfort to feel like I'm not going to be judged. But yet, people want to know, how do you do it? And, it's very simple. So it's my first time trying this, but I feel like this would be a comfort zone to, and a release to just opening up and being able to share my story of this soldier that is fearless and not afraid anymore to let anybody know that you can live through your darkness.